Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How I Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How I Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Neighbors versus hoarders. The city goes to court to step in.
What is interesting here is no notice needed. The authority exists to begin taking action.
It's August 23rd. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, StubHub refunds billions to ticket buyers in California. A terrifying escape from a kidnapper.
She reached into her purse and she grabbed a switchblade and she put it towards me.
And real consequences of the police recruiting struggles. Longer response times.
Well, yes, to answer your first question, I'm very concerned.
It's all coming up. But first, this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. The owner of that six-acre property in Sun Valley off Latuna Canyon Road that is littered with 100 cars and all kinds of other crap is soon going to get an unscheduled visit from a cleaning crew from the city, with the LAPD in tow. The city got a court order after a failed appeal to stop that cleanup by the property's owner. Craig Figner is tracking this story.
The city of Los Angeles, along with help from the LAPD, has the authority to enter this so-called hoarder property off Latuna Canyon Road in Sun Valley, enter the property, it's 6 acres in size, and begin cleaning it up. And the document filed in court also includes an inventory of the junk on the property, more than 100 abandoned vehicles. There's some junk that's labeled as toxic. There's a boat. There's a partially burned building or a house. And again, what is interesting here is no notice needed. They just can only show up between 8 in the morning and 6 in the evening for the process of cleanup. Unclear if the city is going to do this by surprise or give a courtesy notice, but we now know that the authority exists to begin taking action.
Neighbors have been pushing for this for years, and the property has gotten many violation notices dating back all the way to 2019. This is a really scary story. A little girl is recovering after an attempted kidnapping earlier this week in Santa Monica. It was a woman on probation with outstanding warrants, allegedly tried to kidnap her in an alley behind her house. This was on Maple near Ocean Park in Santa Monica. The 8-year-old girl was with a close family friend and neighbor. The police say the girl was helping this family friend put his pets in his car. This woman ran toward them, grabbed the girl, claimed at one point to be a Russian police officer, saying, quote, "I'm here to save you." The man told KCAL he put the girl in the front seat of his car to try and protect her.
Emotionally, all I wanted to do was take care of her. I mean, I love her to death. You know, I would have given my life for her.
He said when he asked the woman to leave, she lunged at him with a knife.
She was screaming, you know, leave me alone, and holding her foot, and she didn't get her out of the car. And I pushed the door shut, and I said, "You better get out of here now," and I had my keys and stuff. And when I did that, she reached into her purse, and she grabbed a switchblade, and she put it towards me.
Man, he said he jumped into his car and drove off at that point, watched the woman run after them. The police tracked her down in the parking lot of a Gelson's nearby. The police think that's where she was living in her car. She's due in court today, facing three felony charges. It's actually the second case like this in the past couple of months. Back in July, a four-year-old girl was kidnapped in a restaurant in Santa Monica before she was found safe hours later. We told you about the problems police departments all over the region are having with recruiting. Well, that is having real consequences now, measured in the time it takes for the cops to show up when you call them. In Long Beach, case in point, response time has gone up by a minute and a half for emergencies and 20 minutes for non-emergencies. John Baird was out there talking to a city councilman in Long Beach, Daryl Supernaw, about these staff shortages, the slow response times, and what can be done at this point.
Are you concerned about the slower response time, and how do you feel about what the chief is doing to address it?
Well, yes. To answer your first question, I'm very concerned. All of city council is, and we've stepped up and provided authorized incentives for hiring. We refer to those as priority one, priority two, priority three calls.
Any idea what's led to you guys, you had 42 vacancies in 2022 and now you've got 155. Do they have any idea why?
Yes, quite simply, we don't have enough people who want to be police officers. And we put in tremendous incentives for lateral hires and new hires. And we're just not getting the folks, volunteering to become police officers.
And the incentives, they don't look bad. What are they offering now?
Is in the neighborhood of $54,000 for a new officer and up to $78,000 for what they call police lateral.
To come over from another department.
Exactly.
The issue is all the police departments all over the area are having the same problem. The LAPD's had similar challenges. It's also had similar longer response times because of a chronic shortage of officers on the force. And they're doing what they can to hire more people. In the meantime, the LAPD says it's increasing the number of unarmed volunteers to handle non-emergency calls. Pete Demetrio tells us about that.
Called CIRCLE, Crisis and Incident Response Through Community-Led Engagement, the unarmed officers deal with matters such as homelessness issues, mental health cases, where people can be directed to shelters or care centers for treatment. LAPD Captain Michael Applegate, in charge of Pacific Division, says the assignment of CIRCLE units comes from two sources and is proving its worth.
I do know that not only a CIRCLE dispatch to respond, but our officers also use that feature as well, where they request CIRCLE to respond to a situation, and they do use that frequently. And even though it may be a relatively smaller number, any help is certainly welcome. And we appreciate the partnership with CIRCLE.
This weekend, CIRCLE will now expand to cover calls throughout Pacific area, including Oakwood, Mar Vista, Palms, Playa Vista, Playa del Rey, Westchester, Manchester Square, and Dockweiler Beach.
StubHub is paying out lots of money to people in California over ticket refunds during the pandemic.
The ticket reseller paid out in the settlement more than $20 million in cash refunds to fans in the state. This after not honoring its full refund policy and only giving credits during the pandemic for canceled shows. Kevin Erickson with the Future of Music Coalition says this is a win, but there are other deceptive practices out there that need to be cracked down on, like speculative tickets.
It's just deceptive. It contributes to the problem of high prices and shortages in tickets. And, you know, we've seen in the international context, other countries have banned that practice outright.
You might be wondering at this point, what is speculative ticketing? That's where these resellers list for sale tickets they don't actually have in their possession at that point.
And that has four states have banned speculative tickets in the past year as well. That's been an important step forward for consumers.
So there's a lot that consumers still need to watch out for when they're purchasing their tickets on StubHub, Ticketmaster, and the likes.
Yeah, you know, Ticketmaster has gotten a lot of attention in the past year, as they should. You know, Ticketmaster is causing a lot of dysfunction in the ticketing marketplace, but they are not the only problem, and we need to see policymakers go after all of the different corporations that are creating problems for fans and for musicians.
The Ticket Act, which would ban speculative tickets, passed in the House earlier this year. Erickson says StubHub has said it opposes speculative tickets, but has fought against banning them.
That's Karen Adams. Despite all the negative attention about violence, and there seemed to be a stabbing every day for a stretch of time, More people are riding Metro buses and trains in L.A. County. According to Metro, they say the ridership rose more than 8% in July over last year. Tracy Smith runs communications for Metro. She says more people are leaving their cars at home when they go to sporting and cultural events and to see things like the 4th of July fireworks downtown.
Many of our rail lines are close to some of the major stadiums and attractions in Los Angeles. And so people have realized that it's much more convenient to leave their car and hop on a Metro train or bus and get to the events that they'd like to attend downtown LA and throughout LA County.
A lot of pressure and focus on Metro with Mayor Bass announcing that she wants to see the Olympics be a car-free event, which everyone knows is not really going to happen, but puts the onus on Metro to improve service and expand it. What's going on at Universal Studios After Hours? Next. If you're a Star Trek fan like I am, or you love Back to the Future or Dungeons and Dragons, there's some fun nights ahead. Universal Studios is announcing some After Hours Fan Fest nights dedicated to various different TV shows and films and games. They're being developed by the same people behind Halloween Horror Nights. Starting in the spring of next year, featuring what the PR people for Universal call immersive in-world experiences. And that's the LA Local for this August 23rd, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. Stay connected over the weekend, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Or, as always, get the audio. If you're a Star Trek fan like I am, or you love Back to the Future or Dungeons and Dragons, there's some fun nights ahead. Universal Studios is announcing some After Hours Fan Fest nights dedicated to various different TV shows and films and games. They're being developed by the same people behind Halloween Horror Nights. Starting in the spring of next year, featuring what the PR people for Universal call immersive in-world experiences. And that's the LA Local for this August 23rd, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. Stay connected over the weekend, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Or, as always, get the Odyssey app. And you can search for KNX News and follow us there. We'll always be here 24/7. Follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love that. And we're back on Monday. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.